Good evening.
大家晚上好。
Is it a good evening or not?
到底是好不好呢？
I hope that you all had a blessed Sabbath.
我希望大家都有了一个蒙福的安息日。
It's a blessing to be able to worship and to fellowship together.
能够一起崇拜，一起团契，这是有福的，不是吗？
And especially through these meetings as we seek to know our best friend more.
尤其是在这几场的聚会当中，我们要认识我们最好的朋友。
As we begin again this evening,
今天晚上在我们要开始的时候，
let us kneel together as we seek the Lord in prayer.
让我们大家一起跪下来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
we thank you that we can come before your throne.
我们感谢您，让我们能够来到你的宝座前。
And we thank you for giving all heaven in the gift of your Son.
而且呢，借着你赐给我们你的儿子耶稣，你赐给我们的全天庭。
And this evening, as we seek to know him more,
今天我们今天晚上在继续的研究认识他。
We pray that we would see Jesus only.
我们祈求你帮助我们能够看见耶稣，
that he may be lifted up in our minds,
他能够在我们的心中，
and that it would change our lives,
使我们能够改变自己的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. What happens the more time you spend with someone?
如果你跟某一个人花很多时间在一起的话，就会有怎么样的后果呢？
Generally, one of two things will happen.
一般上呢，就会有一两件事情会发生。
Either you will grow to appreciate and love them more.
可能你会越来越欣赏这个人，越来越爱这个人。
Or you will grow further apart.
或者呢，你越来越远离这个人。
And so as we spend time thinking about Jesus,
所以呢，当我们花时间来默想耶稣，
what should be happening?
那么你认为应该有怎么样的后果呢？
Should we be growing more together?
我们是不是应该越来越接近对方呢？
Should we be loving him more?
是不是应该更加爱他呢？
You know, it's very interesting to me.
对我来说有一件很有趣的事情。
Our pastor asked last evening how many people had dated.
昨天晚上我们的牧师问有多少人有谈过恋爱。
And I'm not sure I saw very many hands.
我觉得我好像没看见很多的手举起来。
So maybe nobody knows about this.
可能有些人不知道怎么谈恋爱。
But it's very interesting to me.
可是对我来说是非常的有趣。
That when two people are getting to know each other,
就是两个人互相认识对方的时候，
do they like to spend time together?
你说当他们在这个阶段喜欢能够花时间在一起吗？
Or do they think, oh no, I have to see her again?
还是他们会说，哎呀，还要再去见她？
You know, it doesn't matter if two people are learning to appreciate and love each other more.
如果这个两个人呢，越来越欣赏对方，越来越爱对方。
They'll spend hours on the phone.
所以他们常常就会煲电话粥。
A text message every 5 minutes isn't too much.
而且每五分钟呢，要送一条短信，还觉得不够。
Being on instant messenger or something like that all day is the best.
甚至是一整天呢都能够联系着沟通。
Because they like to spend time together.
因为他们喜欢在一起花时间在一起。
And the more they spend time together,
而且他们越花越多的时间在一起。
The more they want to spend time together.
他们就越想要花更多的时间在一起。
Should it be that way with Jesus?
你说跟耶稣是不是也应该是这样呢？
The more time we spend with him,
我们与他花更多的时间在一起。
The more time we want to spend with him,
我们会更要更愿意花更多的时间跟他在一起。
Because no matter how nice we think some boy or girl may be,
因为不管我们认为某某男生某某女生是多么的好，
no matter how wonderful we think their character is,
可能我们认为他们的品性是多么的好，
and how many wonderful attributes they have,
不管是他们有多好的品性，
Jesus' character far outshines anyone on this earth.
耶稣的品性呢，还是超越他们的。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
让我们翻到诗篇。
Psalm 9, verse 10.
诗篇第九篇第十节。
Our theme is, as we all know, that I may know him.
我们的主题就是，好像我们都知道了，就使我认识他。
But why do we want to know him more?
可是我们为什么要认识他更多呢？
Psalm 9 verse 10.
诗篇第九篇第十节。
And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee.
因那认识你名的人要依靠你。
For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee.
因为耶和华因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Those that know thy name can put their trust in him.
那些认识他名的人就会依靠他。
To know Jesus is to trust him more.
认识耶稣就会依靠他更多。
To know him more is to love him more.
认识他更多就会爱他更多。
Those that know him
那些认识他的人
will be able to trust more and more in him.
就能够越来的越信靠他，依靠他。
And this morning we looked at knowing Jesus as a babe.
今天早上我们就谈论到耶稣怎样认识他，身为一个婴儿。
But I want to go back to Philippians chapter 2.
但是呢，现在我要回到腓立比书第二章。
We must know Jesus as that baby in Bethlehem.
当然我们必须要认识耶稣那个在伯利恒的小婴孩耶稣。
But Jesus did not stay a baby in Bethlehem.
可是耶稣并不一直都是在伯利恒的那个小婴孩。
Jesus grew and became more than just a baby in Bethlehem.
耶稣呢他就长大了，他不再是伯利恒的那个小婴孩了。
Philippians 2 verse 7
在腓立比书第二章第七节。
But made himself of no reputation,
他反倒虚己。
And took upon him the form of a servant,
取了奴仆的形象。
And was made in the likeness of man,
成为人的样式。
He made himself of no reputation,
他虚己倒空了自己。
But he became in the likeness of men,
成为人的样式。
Not only do we need to know Jesus as a baby,
我们不单单是要认识耶稣那个伯利恒的小婴孩。
We need to know him as a young man as well,
而且我们要认识他一个青年的耶稣。
And we need to know him as a young adult.
而且要认识他不只是个少年，也是个成青年的成人。
I think for most of us here,
我们在座的大多数人，
not everyone,
当然不是每一个人，
but those that are in the youth and young adult category,
就是在年轻的少年青年的这个阶段。
No matter what age you are,
不管你是在什么年龄段。
Jesus was your age at that one point in time.
你要知道，耶稣曾经是在你的那个年龄段。
As long as you're under your mid-30s.
只要你是在35岁以下。
And Jesus lived as an example for all youth and young adults today.
而且耶稣呢，他的生活就成了今天的所有的年轻人的榜样。
He was a baby and he grew up as a child.
他是个小婴孩，然后他慢慢的长成儿童。
But he became a young person as well.
可是他后来也成了一个年轻人。
And Jesus had many of the same trials that we as young people have today.
他所面对的那一些考验，就好像我们今天这些年轻人所要面对的考验一样。
Many times the devil wants us to think.
很多时候魔鬼呢，他就想要我们这么想。
That nobody understands.
没有人能够了解我。
My trial is so much for me alone that nobody else can understand it.
我所经历的试炼呢，实在是太大了，没有人能够了解我。
But Jesus lived as a young person so that he could understand you.
可是耶稣呢，他也生活成为一个年轻人这样的生活，他能够理解你。
I want to look at Jesus as a young person.
我们来看看耶稣是一个青年的时候。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 21.
在彼得前书第二章第二十一节。
Jesus was made in the likeness of man.
耶稣成了人的样式。
Jesus was made like us.
他成了好像我们一样。
And notice why he was made like us.
你要注意到为什么他是这样子，跟我们一样。
First Peter 2:21.
在彼得前书第二章第二十一节。
For even hereunto were ye called.
你们蒙召原是为此。
Because Christ also suffered for us.
因基督也为你们受过苦。
Leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
What did Jesus leave for us?
耶稣他在这个地上生活是为了我们做什么呢？
That's a question.
这是一个问题。
Let's read it again, the last part.
让我们再读最后的一部分。
Leaving us and what?
给你们留下什么呢？
Example.
榜样。
Leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps.
给我你们留下榜样，好让我们跟随他的脚步。
Jesus lived as a young person.
耶稣他活过一个青年人的生命。
To leave us an example.
要给我们留下一个榜样。
To be an example for each of us.
就是为我们每一个人做我们每一个人的榜样。
And I want to look at the excellence of Jesus' example today.
我今天呢要来探讨耶稣这个优美的榜样。
We want to know him in the depth of his humility.
我们要在他最深的谦卑当中呢认识他。
But we want to know the excellence of his example as well.
同时我们也要认识到他优美的品德，他优美的榜样。
And as I have gone through and looked at the life of Jesus,
当我研究耶稣的生平，
there's several points I want to bring out of Jesus' example for us.
在今天晚上我要给大家提出的几点作为我们的榜样。
I want to look at about five positive examples that he's given to us.
我要给大家指出的那五点就是积极的，就是主动的榜样。
And about five negative examples that he's given to us.
还有那个五个被动性的榜样。
Now don't stone me yet.
请你不要丢石头。
You'll understand what I mean when we get there.
当我们到那个地方的时候呢，你就会明白我为什么说这样的话。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
让我们翻到
Matthew chapter 8 verse 26.
马太福音第八章第二十六节。
This verse became a very special verse to me.
这节经文后来成为我一个特别对我有意义的经文。
About 12 years ago, I was in the country of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
这十二年前呢，我到刚果这个共和国去。
If you know anything about Congo,
如果你知道有关你刚果这个国家，
It's not one of the most stable or prosperous countries in the world.
在世界上呢，不算是一个非常繁荣，也不算是一个非常稳定的国家。
In fact, I believe that recently it was rated as the least developed country among the United Nations ranking of countries.
而且呢，最近被列为联合国里面最不先进的国家，最落后的国家之一。
We were there holding an evangelistic series in the capital city of Kinshasa.
当时呢，我们就在刚果共和国的首府，在那里举办布道会。
And as we were going through the meetings, things were going well.
当我们在这个聚会进行的时候，一切都蛮顺利。
And one night as I was preaching,
有一天晚上我在证道。
All of a sudden, people started getting up and leaving.
突然间呢，很多人就起来离开了这个会所。
I don't remember what the subject was.
但是呢，我就不记得我是讲的是什么题目。
But I don't think it was real controversial.
可是我觉得当时我讲的并不是很有争议性的题目。
People started looking around and then they would just leave.
可是人们呢就开始东张西望了，然后开始离开这个聚会的地方。
Pretty soon I decided we'd better close the meeting while somebody was still left.
最后呢，我就决定呢，当这个会场还有人的时候，就让我们结束这个聚会吧。
So we closed the meeting.
然后我们就结束了那场聚会。
And everybody left.
然后每一个人都离开了。
Our team came up to us and said, "Quick, get in the car. Quick, get in the car."
那时候呢，我们的组员就来告诉我说：“赶快上车。”
So we sat down in the car.
我们就坐在车里面。
Then they said to me.
他们就对我说
：“I must have been in the front seat.
那时候我可能就坐在前面的位置。
No, you need to go and get in the back seat.
他说你必须要到后面的座位去。
I was too obviously a foreigner, and they did not want a foreigner in the front seat.
可能因为我是个外国人，他们不要让这个外国人坐在前座。
And so we drove through the deserted streets and made it to our house.
然后那时候我们就在这个寂静的路上呢，开车回到屋子里。
All we knew was that there was an emergency of some type.
那个时候我们知道就是有一个紧急的状况发生了。
And there was a curfew, a military curfew that had been put in place.
当时就发生了这个军队的戒严。
And we gathered around the radio.
那时候我们就聚围着这个收音机。
It didn't do me much good because it was in French.
那因为那个报告，新闻报告是法语的，所以我也没听太清楚。
And everybody was listening.
每个人都很聚精会神的在听。
And I said, "What's going on?"
我就问到底发生什么事了。
And first they would say one thing, then they would say another.
有开始的时候有人就说是这样这样，可是另外又有人说是那样那样。
The president has been shot.
我们的这个总统被暗杀了。
The dictator, I should say.
就是他们的独裁者。
He's been airlifted to Europe.
已经用飞机带到欧洲去了。
He's been killed.
被杀死了。
And then they'd say something else.
可是过后又说另外的一些事。
Where we were staying,
我们所住的那个地方。
We were 1 or 2 kilometers from where the president had been shot.
就是大概一两公里距离那个总统被暗杀的地方。
And there was a military camp on the other side of us, a couple kilometers.
然后在另外一个方面，在另外一个方向呢，一两公里的地方有个军营。
And I knew that it was going to be a problem.
当时呢，我就想，这将是一个大问题了。
Because coups in Africa are not normally peaceful.
因为呢，在这个非洲的政变一般上都不是和平政变。
And so the next day we had to stay in, we could not go out.
然后这一天的时候，我们必须留在屋子里面，不能够出去。
And there was a lot of fear in the entire city.
在整个城市里面呢，很多的恐惧。
What was going to happen?
将会发生什么事呢？
And right about that time,
就在那个时候。
I read this account of Jesus calming the storm.
我就读到了这一段经文，耶稣平静风和海的经文。
And before I had thought of it as such a miracle that Jesus could say, "Peace be still," and the water is calm.
在以前的时候，我觉得耶稣他能够这样呼喊，就让那个风和海就平静了，实在是个神迹。
But that morning, as I was reading this account,
可是那一天早上，当我读这一段经文的时候，
there was an even greater miracle that struck me.
可是呢，还有一件更大的神迹就发生了。
Not that Jesus could say to the storm, "Peace, be still."
并不是说耶稣他能够吩咐那个风和海平静下来。
But notice what Jesus was doing.
可是你要注意看耶稣他在做什么。
Matthew 8 verse 24.
马太福音第八章第二十四节。
And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves.
海里突然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪淹盖。
But he was asleep.
耶稣却睡着了。
The greater miracle there was that Jesus could sleep in the storm.
在这件事情里面呢，最大的神迹是耶稣竟然在暴风雨里面睡着了。
Have you been on a boat in a typhoon?
你曾经在一个起台风的时候在船上吗？
Do you think you would feel like sleeping?Do you think you would feel like sleeping?
你觉得你会睡得着吗？
Or have you been on an airplane and it's going through a lot of turbulence?
还是你在飞机上呢，有很多的这个气流？
Do you feel like sleeping then?
你觉得你睡得着吗？
Jesus was asleep on the biggest storm the disciples had ever seen.
耶稣呢，却在这个门徒所遇见最大的风暴里面呢，安然的睡着了。
And as I read that morning when the entire nation was in fear of what was going to happen.
那天早上，当整个国家都在恐惧到底要发生什么事情的时候，我读了这段的经文。
God spoke to my heart.
我就对我的心说
，You can have peace even in the storm.
就算是在暴风中，你也能够有平安。
It doesn't matter if there's a military camp by you.
不管是在你的旁边就有个军营。
It doesn't matter that the soldiers are walking around with their fingers on the trigger.
不管是那些兵士呢，手上拿着枪，枪手指就顶着那个枪膛，那走在你的旁边。
Jesus slept in the storm, and so can we.
耶稣呢，他在风暴里面睡着了，我们也能够这么样做。
Jesus was always serene.
耶稣永远都是祥和安静。
It didn't matter what trial or difficulty came.
不管是遇到怎么样的困难，怎么样的考验。
Jesus had peace in the midst of it all.
在这一切的当中呢，耶稣他都是有平安。
Let's look at another example.
我们来看另外一个例子。
Let's go to Luke chapter 7.
在路加福音第七章。
This is an amazing story.
这是另外一个令人惊讶的故事。
We find the feast at Simon's house here.
这是在西门的家的宴会上。
And as Mary is anointing Jesus' feet.
当玛利亚呢就膏耶稣的脚。
And washing them with the tears of repentance.
用他悔罪的眼泪来洗耶稣的脚。
Simon the guest, the man who had called the feast.
西门这个人呢，其实就是摆设宴席的这个人。
Began to question in his heart.
却在心里面呢，发出了疑问。
Can this man be a prophet? He allows this sinner to touch him.
这个人呢，他让这个有罪的女人摸他的脚，这个人是个先知吗？
Jesus had healed Simon of leprosy.
耶稣呢，他医治这个西门，使到他得麻风病得痊愈了。
But because he allowed Mary to touch him, he began to question if he was even a prophet.
因为他允许玛利亚去摸他的脚，然后他就开始发出疑问，这个人到底是不是先知？
Notice verse 40.
你来注意一下第四十节。
And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee.
耶稣对他说：“西门，我有句话要对你说。”
And he saith, Master, say on.
西门说：“夫子，请说。”
There was a certain creditor which had two debtors.
耶稣说：“有一个债主，有两个人
欠他的债。” The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50.
一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both.
因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。
Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?
这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？
Jesus tells this short parable to Simon.
耶稣就说了这个比喻给西门。
And Simon says, I suppose the one to whom that was forgiven most.
西门就回答说，我想是那多得恩典的人。
And Jesus goes on to say, you've answered correctly.
耶稣说你断得不错。
And then he begins to explain what Mary had done and what Simon had not done.
然后呢，他就开始解释这玛利亚所做的事情，而西门却没有做的事情。
Now what was going on?
你看到底是在什么事在发生呢？
Jesus was trying to reach Simon's heart.
耶稣他尝试要到达这个西门的心那里去，就是要触动他的心。
Jesus could have laid bare the sins of Simon before everyone.
其实耶稣呢，可以在每个人的面前呢公布西门的罪。
But Jesus told this parable.
可是耶稣只说了这么样的一个比喻。
And Simon got the point.
西门就立刻明白了。
Simon recognized that he was a sinner whose sins were not forgiven.
西门就了解到他本身就是一个还没有得到赦免的罪人。
And Mary was a great sinner, but her sins were forgiven.
这玛利亚是个大罪人，可是她的罪已经得了赦免。
Jesus, in front of everyone, rebuked Simon, and nobody else knew it.
耶稣呢，在每一个人的面前，责备了西门，可是其他的人却不知道。
Was that tact that Jesus used?
你说耶稣是不是个很有技巧的人呢？
Jesus was always tactful.
耶稣每时每刻说话都有技巧，不是一个唐突的人。
He was always serene. He could sleep in the storm.
他是永远都祥和平静的人，在风暴中也能够安静的睡着。
But Jesus was not rude. He always used tact.
他不是一个很粗暴的人，他时时刻刻都使用一些技巧。
And Simon, this proud Pharisee,
而这个西门这个骄傲的法利赛人，
his heart was broken as he saw the tact and the love that Jesus had.
当他看见耶稣的技巧和耶稣的爱的时候，他的心呢就融化了。
And Simon, this proud Pharisee, became a humble disciple of Jesus that night.
这个骄傲的法利赛人西门就成了耶稣谦卑的门徒。
But the reason was because of the tact that Jesus exercised toward him.
因为耶稣所运用的那个说话的技巧。
Do we exercise tact with all those that we deal with?
所以当我们责备别人的时候，有没有运用一些技巧呢？
And it wasn't only here. At the Last Supper, Jesus rebuked Judas.
而且呢，在最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣责备了犹大。
And as he rebuked Judas, the other disciples did not even know it.
当耶稣责备犹大的时候，所有的其他门徒都不知道。
That is tact more than I can imagine.
而且当时耶稣的用心呀、啊，是我觉得还超越。
To rebuke your betrayer, and the others don't even know you have rebuked him.
就是你。责备那个出卖你的人，而其他的人也不知道发生什么事。
Could we use some of the tact that Jesus had?
我们还能不能学习使用耶稣所使用的这一些技巧呢？
Jesus always was tactful.
他是一个很用心的人，会使用说话技巧的人。
Let's look in John chapter 19.
我们来看看约翰福音第十九章。
Verses 26 and 27.
二十六节和二十七节。
Jesus is hanging upon a cross.
耶稣被挂在十字架上。
Now, do you think that would have been painful?
你不觉得是很痛苦的事吗？
Just the death on the cross was one of the most excruciating deaths that someone could die.
单单是钉十字架的死亡，就是一种非常残酷、痛苦的死亡。
Because generally they died of one of two things.
因为一般上呢，他们就是因为一两件事而死去。
They died of loss of blood.
第一就是失血而死。
Or they died from asphyxiation. They could not breathe anymore, get enough oxygen.
或者是他们失气而死，就是不能够呼吸而死。
both slow, excruciating deaths.
都是很缓慢、很残酷的、可怕的死亡方法。
But for Jesus, his physical pain was hardly felt.
可是对耶稣来说，当时他身体上的痛苦呢，对他来讲根本不太能够感觉得到。
Because he was experiencing something so much more.
因为他所经验的是比这身体上的痛苦更严重的。
He was being crushed by the weight of the sins of the world.
他呢，因为被世界上所有世界上的罪重压在他的身上。
Now, when you are in a lot of pain,
当你感受到很大的痛的时候，
what do you think about?
那么你心里所想的是什么呢？
Do you think about your pain?
你是不是会想着你的痛苦呢？
That's all you can think about many times.
很多时候这就是唯一能够想的东西。
Because it's so excruciating.
因为是那么的痛。
But that's not what Jesus was thinking about.
可是这却不是耶稣心里所想的事。
John 19:26-27.
在约翰福音第十九章二十六和二十七节。
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边。
He saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son.
就对他母亲说，母亲或者妇人，看你的儿子。
Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother.
又对他门徒说，看你的母亲。
And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home.
从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
Jesus in agony.
耶稣在他的痛苦之中。
As he looked down from the cross.
在十字架上向下看的时候。
Saw his mother there.
看见了他的母亲
and he thought of his mother.
然后就替他的母亲想了
and he thought of the pain she was going through.
他能够想象他母亲所经受的痛苦
and he thought of providing for her needs.
而且他想到了他的母亲将来所需要的
and Jesus says to his mother, Look at John, this will be your son in my place.
然后耶稣就对他的母亲说：“你看看约翰，这将来是你的儿子。”
And he says to John, "Look, here's your mother. Take care of her as you would your own mother."
然后他就对约翰说：“约翰，看，这个是你的母亲，请你照顾她。”
Jesus in this most intense agony that we can imagine.
耶稣在他你所能想象的最经受的最大的痛苦当中
，was not thinking about himself.
所想的却不是他自己。
Jesus was thinking of others.
而是为别人着想。
Jesus was always thoughtful.
他是常常都是为别人着想的一个人。
In any and every situation.
在任何一种情况下。
He was always thinking of others.
他每时每刻都是想着别人的需要。
For others, we're told he thought and he lived and he prayed.
为了别人他思想为了别人他生活他祷告
Are we always thoughtful of others?
我们是不是常常都为别人所想呢
As I look at the life of Jesus
当我看见耶稣的生平
The shining example of excellence that he has given to us
他的生平呢给我们这个优美的一个榜样
I recognize how much I need to know him more
我就了解到我需要认识的更多更深
Always serene
时时刻刻都平静安详
Always thoughtful
时时刻刻都为别人着想
Always tactful
时时刻刻都用心关照别人使用技巧
I made a list of 10 different things that Jesus was always
我呢做了个一个系列十样，耶稣常常都是这样的。
We're not even going to look at half of them.
可是我现在只说了一半。
But Jesus had many character traits that he always exhibited.
耶稣呢，他有一些品性呢，是他常常都显示出来的。
We see other times in the Gospels.
我们在这圣经的福音书里面看见。
When his disciples are confused about what he's saying,
当他的门徒们不了解他主说的话时
they just fed the 5,000.
他们刚刚喂好了5,000人
And then they go to another place.
然后去了另外一个地方。
And Jesus says to them, beware of the leaven of the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
他说你们要提防法利赛人、撒都该人的教。
And the disciples say, oh no, it's because we have forgotten to bring bread.
然后他门徒们就讲说啊，可能是因为我们忘了带面包吧。
And Jesus says, how long will I be with you?
耶稣说呢，我要跟你们还要待多久的时间呢？
How long that you still do not understand?
你们还要不明白到多久的时间呢？
There were times in Jesus' ministry.
在耶稣的事工上。
After the disciples came back from their missionary journey.
当这个门徒们从他们的布道工作回来。
And the Bible says that they did not have time so much even to eat.
他们甚至没有吃饭的时间。
And Jesus says, "Come ye apart and rest a while."
耶稣说：“你们来静一静吧。”
And so they go to a desert location where they can get some rest, and Jesus can spend time with his disciples.
然后他们就去到一个旷野的地方了，希望在那边能够静一静，耶稣能够跟他的门徒花时间的在一起。
But even before they get there,
可是他们还没有到达那个地方。
Thousands are following him.
上千的人已经跟随他们去了。
Have you ever had a plan?
你是否曾经有做过一些计划？
And then your plan was disturbed and interrupted.
可是你的计划却泡了汤。
How do you feel?
你的感受是怎么样呢？
Are you happy?
你是会高兴吗？
Jesus wanted to spend some time alone with his disciples.
耶稣希望能够单独的跟他的门徒们花时间在一起交流。
And the crowd thronged him even there.
可是呢，群众呢跟随他们，甚至到了那个地方。
And he hardly has any time just with them.
他根本没有时间跟他们在一起。
But even when Jesus' plans were disturbed.
就算耶稣的计划泡了汤。
Jesus was always patient.
耶稣还是常常都充满耐心。
When our plans are disturbed,
当我们的计划被打扰的时候，
how easy it is for us to become impatient.
我们是不是很容易就变得不耐烦呢？
Why did this happen?
为什么会发生这样的事？
Now I don't get to do what I was planning on doing.
我所计划的事情我不能够进行了。
Everything is messed up.
所有的事情都混乱了。
But the Bible says Jesus looked on the crowd.
可是圣经告诉我们，耶稣看着那些群众，
and he was not impatient with them,
他却没有不耐烦。
Jesus had compassion on them.
耶稣就起了怜悯的心。
Jesus was always patient.
耶稣常常时时刻刻都有耐心。
And I have to ask myself,
我必须要问我自己。
Am I always patient?
我是不是时时刻刻都有耐心呢？
And I have to recognize that the answer is no.
我必须要认识到我的答案是不是。
I need to know Jesus more.
我需要更深的认识耶稣。
Sometimes when we're with our friends,
当我们有些时候跟我们的朋友在一起，
we can be more patient.
我们可以很有耐心。
But then when we're back with our family,
可是当我们跟我们的家人在一起的时候，
it's easy to become impatient.
就很容易的变得不耐烦起来。
Jesus was always patient.
可是耶稣呢，他时时刻刻都有耐心。
With his disciples when they did not understand,
当他的门徒们不明白的时候，
with the crowd when they thronged him,
当这些群众围绕他的时候，
with his brothers when they were trying to dissuade him from doing his mission,
还有他的哥哥们呢，想要阻拦他的工作的时候，
Jesus was always patient.
耶稣时时刻刻都有耐心。
Those are the positive traits that Jesus always exhibited.
这就是耶稣他所时时刻刻显示的一种品性。
Let's look at a few negative traits.
让我们来看看一些负面性的，或者是负面性的品性。
By positive, I mean what is always there.
当我说到正面性的时候，我就常常时时刻刻都有的。
By negative, I am referring to what is never exhibited.
我所说的这个负面性呢，是说就是从来没有出现的。
Jesus was always serene.
耶稣是时时刻刻都平静安详。
He was always tactful.
他时时刻刻都有技巧。
He was always thoughtful of others.
他时时刻刻为别人着想。
He was always patient.
他时时刻刻都有耐心。
But there were some things that Jesus never exhibited.
可是有些东西呢，是耶稣从来没有表现出来的。
John chapter 6, verse 66.
在约翰福音第六章。
666.
第六章第六十六节。
Jesus has just fed the 5,000 here.
耶稣当时刚刚喂饱了五千人。
And as he fed the 5,000, the next day they come looking for him.
他喂饱了那五千人过后，隔天他们又来找他了。
And this day Jesus is giving them spiritual bread, not physical bread.
在这一天呢，耶稣给他们是属灵的粮食，而不是肉体的粮食。
Jesus says, I am the bread of true bread which comes down from heaven.
他说我是从天上来真正的粮。
And his followers begin to question.
那他的跟从者呢就开始有疑问。
What is he saying? What does he mean?
他所说的是什么意思呢？
And notice what many of them did here.
你发现到很多在当时就做出了什么样的反应？
John 6:66.
约翰福音六章六十六节。
From the time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
从此他们途中多有退去的，不再与他同行。
The crowds had thronged him.
那些群众曾经的拥挤他。
But now the gospel writer records that many of them went back and walked with him no more.
可是在圣经的记载里面说到很多人离开他退去不再跟随他了。
The exodus was so great.
哦，这个离开的人是这么的多。
That Jesus turned to his disciples and said, will you also go away?
耶稣就转向他的门徒说，你们也要离开我吗？
Now, humanly speaking,
以人性来说，
What would we feel like if many of those that were following us went away no more, to be walked with us no more?
那么多跟随你的人都离开你而走掉的话，你有什么样的感受呢？
I told you about in Congo when people started leaving.
刚才我所讲的那个事情，就是当我在刚果的时候，人们开始走开的时候。
I was thinking, what am I saying wrong?
我心里在想的是，我到底说了什么错的话？
What's happening here?
到底发生了什么事？
But Jesus watched hundreds, thousands leaving him.
可是呢，耶稣他眼看着上百上千的人离开他走掉。
If we were to see that happening,
如果我们也看见这样的事情发生，
would we be tempted?To be discouraged.
那么我们会不会被试探，感觉到灰心和失望呢？
I think that would be a very natural temptation.
这将是一个很自然的一种试探。
But Jesus was never discouraged.
可是耶稣却从来没有灰心。
Now there were times that I believe he was disappointed.
当然有些时候他有失望。
When the rich young ruler comes to him and says, I want to follow you.
那个年轻有富有的长官来到他面前说，我要跟随你。
And Jesus says, go sell what you have and give to the poor and come and follow me.
耶稣说，你去变卖你的所有来给了穷人，然后来跟从我。
And the Bible says that Jesus looking upon this young man loved him.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣看着这个年轻人，他心里就爱他。
But as he turned and went away,
可是当这个年轻人转身走开的时候，
Jesus was sad.
耶稣的心里悲伤了。
It hurt his heart to see him go away.
耶稣看见他走开之后，心里难过了。
But never did Jesus give way to discouragement.
可是耶稣从来没有容许灰心临到他。
In Isaiah 42 verse 4, the prophecy was that he would not fail nor be discouraged.
在以下以赛亚书42章那边说到, 他不会灰心。
When we're tempted to be discouraged,
当我们面对灰心的试探的时候,
we must remember that Jesus was never discouraged.
我们要记得耶稣从来都不灰心。
Let's go to Mark chapter 8.
让我们翻到
Mark 8 verse 12.
马可福音第8章第12节。
The Pharisees are here tempting Jesus.
在这里法利赛人呢就来盘问耶稣。
And notice what it says. And he sighed deeply in his spirit.
耶稣心里深深的叹息。
Why does this generation seek after a sign?
说这世代为什么要求神迹呢?
Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation.
我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这个世代看。
Jesus sighed deeply.
耶稣深深的叹息。
But even though he sighed,
虽然他叹息,
Jesus was never irritated.
可是他却从来不会被激怒。
I was came across a statement recently in the book Child Guidance. I read a statement in the book Child Guidance.
最近呢，我在这个儿童指南里面读到了一段话。
And we're told there that never should we show irritation in our voice with our children.
在这本书里面，他告诉我们，我们不可以，就是说从来都不可以在我们对孩子说话的时候表现我们的被激怒了。
She says, never let them see the spirit of Satan in you.
他说，从来不要让他们在你的身上看见魔鬼的精神。
Jesus was never irritated.
耶稣从来没有被激怒。
And irritation does not just begin with what we say.
这个被激怒并不是我们所说的这样而已。
I've recognized as I've analyzed this in my own experience,
我曾经在我自己的经验里面分析过,
that if I'm feeling irritated inside,
我的心里面如果感觉到被激怒了,
if I do not give that to the Lord,
而我不把这个怒气呢交给,
and say, please take this from me,
请你把这个怒气拿走吧。
Even if I try to be kind and gentle,
就算是我尝试要很慈祥的、很温和的。
If I'm feeling irritation inside, it's going to come out some way and somehow.
可是如果我的心里面感觉到这个被激怒了以后呢, 不管是我尝试如何的平和，我还是有办法会表现出来。
It might not be in the words, it might be in the tone of voice. It might be in the tone of voice.
可能就是在我的语气方面。
It might be in the expression.
可能是我的这个表情上面。
But if I allow it to fester inside, then it's going to come out.
如果我允许这个怒气藏在我的心里面的话呢, 它肯定会出来的。
And Jesus was never irritated.
可是耶稣呢却从来都不被激怒。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 5,
在哥林多前书第13章第5节,
the great love chapter there,
就是这个爱的,
it says,
诗篇,
love is not easily provoked.
他说, 爱是不容易发怒，不轻易发怒。
You could also translate that, love is not irritated.
就是不容易被激怒。
And Jesus never manifested irritation.
耶稣从来没有表现出这种被激怒的。
The excellence of Jesus' example.
这是耶稣给我们留下的最优美的榜样。
The more we look at Jesus' life,
当我们更深刻地去研究耶稣的生平,
the more we recognize how magnificent his character is.
我们就能够认识到他的品格是多么的优美。
Matthew chapter 15,
在马太福音第15章,
Verse
28. 第28节,
an interesting account here.
在这里呢, 有一段很有趣的记载,
in which I believe Jesus is trying to teach his disciples a lesson by contrast.
耶稣呢,其实是一个, 借着这个机会, 用相对的方法来教导他的门徒。
Jesus has journeyed many miles into the coast of Syrophoenicia.
耶稣走了很远的路, 到了泰尔基顿的边境。
And this is the only account that we know of that took place there.
这是唯一在那个地方发生的一段,
and a woman many miles from Israel,
这个地方呢是距离以色列蛮远的,
comes after Jesus and says, please heal my daughter.
有个妇女呢就来到耶稣的面前说, 请你医治我的女儿。
And Jesus answered her not a word.
耶稣却一言不答。
And his disciples said, send her away.
耶稣的门徒就说把他赶走吧。
Jesus says to her, I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
耶稣说我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And this woman with such a strong faith,
这个妇人却有这么强烈的信心,
says, yes, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the table.
她说就是狗啊也是她主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
And Jesus turns to this woman.
耶稣呢就转向这个妇人,
and he says to her,
对她说,
O woman, great is thy faith.
妇人,你的信心是大的,
be it unto thee even as thou wilt.
照你所要的给你成全了吧。
The disciples wanted to send her away.
门徒们想要把她赶走,
she was not part of them.
因为她不是属于他们的。
But Jesus knew that she was a soul to be reached for the kingdom of heaven.
可是耶稣却知道这个圣灵呢是要为天国赢取的。
And Jesus, although he tested her faith, ministered to this outcast woman from Israel.
虽然耶稣呢考验了他的信心，可是耶稣也为这个以色列人所看低的这个人呢服务了。
And throughout Jesus' ministry, we see him ministering to all and every person that desired help.
在他的一生的事工当中，我们看见他为所有的人服务，不管是地位的高低。
Jesus was never bigoted.
耶稣从来不是偏激或者是狭窄或高傲的人。
He never looked down on someone.
他从来不看低某某人。
He never had an air of superiority.
也不会高高在上的那一种。
Even though he knew he was the Son of God.
虽然他知道他是上帝的儿子。
Jesus ministered freely to all.
他为所有的人服务。
There was an incident in the life of the American evangelist D.L. Moody.
在一个美国的布道家村平当中就发生过这样的一件事。
And he was ministering in inner city areas many times.
他常常都是在城市里面进行他的事工。
And as they were walking down the street,
有一天他们就在街上走。
There was a man that had collapsed in the trash of the streets.
然后就在那个有一个人在垃圾堆那边呢倒下来。
Probably he was homeless. Probably he had collapsed there from being so drunk with alcohol.
可能是因为醉了，所以就倒在那垃圾堆旁边。
And the people there that were with Moody looked at him, looked at this man.
那个跟着穆迪走到那边的人呢，他们也看着这个人。
And Moody looked down at him.
然后这个穆迪就看着这个人。
And Moody said,
穆迪就说,
except by the grace of God, there be I.
他说, 如果不是上帝的恩典的话，那么这个地上躺着的人就是我。
Moody recognized, even though he preached to thousands of people all over the country and world,
穆迪呢，他了解到，不管他是向上万的人讲道。
That he was no better than the drunk on the street.
他比这个在街上醉倒的流浪汉呢跑不到那里去。
Jesus never was bigoted.
耶稣从来不是偏执、狭窄或者是高傲的人。
I want to look at one more negative aspect here.
我们来再看一看另外一个负面的这个品性。
Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Verse 54.
第五十四节，
Jesus was never bigoted. He was never discouraged. He was never irritated.
耶稣他从来都不是偏执狭窄高傲的人，他也从来不是看低别人的人。
Luke 9:54.
也不是常常灰心的人。
And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?
他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们吗？像以利亚所做的。”
Jesus was wrong. Jesus had been wrong. Jesus had been wronged.
耶稣呢，他被得罪了，人们对他做了不好的事。
They had refused to allow Jesus to stay inside their city.
他们不容许耶稣住在他们的城市里面。
And his disciples said, "Look, Lord, do you want us to send fire down and destroy them?"
然后这个门徒就说：“耶稣，你要我们叫火呢降下来灭了他们吗？”
And Jesus said, "You do not know what spirit you are."
耶稣说：“你根本不晓得你心里所带的是什么样的精神。”
Jesus never defended his rights.
耶稣从来不会维护自己的权利。
Jesus was never defensive.
他不从来不为自己辩护。
Now there were times when the truth was at stake that he would clear the record.
当然有些时候当真理呢是要被辩护的时候，需要为真理的辩护的时候，他会这么做。
But Jesus did not defend himself.
耶稣却从来不会维护他自己或者是为自己而辩护。
He did not try to defend his rights.
他并没有维护他自己的权利。
When he was wrong,
就算人们得罪了他，
When people misunderstood him,
人们不理解他，误会了。
Jesus bore it patiently.
耶稣还是忍耐了。
Are we ever defensive?
我们是不是常常会为自己而辩护呢？
We know we're right.
我们知道自己是对的。
We know that they're wrong.
我们知道对方是错的。
We're not trying to argue with them.
我们并不是说要跟他们争论，
We're just trying to make it clear.
而是要让他们明白而已。
But Jesus did not defend himself.
可是耶稣却从来没有为他自己而辩护。
Jesus was always serene.
耶稣他常常都是平静安详的。
He was always thoughtful.
他时时刻刻都是替别人着想。
He was always patient.
而且是时时刻刻都是有耐心。
He was always tactful.
时时刻刻都是用心的，有技巧的面对别人。
He was never discouraged.
从来都不灰心。
He was never irritated.
从来不会被激怒。
He was never bigoted. He was never bigoted.
从来都不会偏执或者是高傲。
He was never defensive.
也从来不会为自己而辩护。
That I may know him.That I may know him.
使我能够认识他。
And the excellence of his example.
能够认识到他优美的品德。
But as we know him.
当我们认识他的时候。
And as we study his character more.
当我们越来越深入地研究他的品性。
It's not just an intellectual knowledge.
不应该单单是在头脑上的知识。
Because the more we know him, the more we can love him.
因为我们越深的认识他，我们就会越来越爱他。
And the more we love him, the more we can trust him.
我们能够越爱他的话，就会越依靠他。
And the more we know him, the more we can follow him.
我们能够越认识他的话，就越能够跟随他。
Because when we look at Jesus as a man.
当我们看耶稣身为一个人，
He's an example for us.
他是为我们所立下的榜样。
And Jesus says in John chapter 13, verse 15,
耶稣呢在约翰福音第十三章第十五节，
I have given you an example.
我给你们立下了榜样。
That you should do as I have done to you.
叫你们照做我向你们所做的去做。
I want to follow Jesus' example.
我要跟随耶稣的榜样。
Do you want to follow Jesus' example?
你是否也愿意跟随耶稣的榜样呢？
As we look at the example of his character that he has demonstrated for us.
当我们看见耶稣给我们立下的榜样所显示的品德。
I want to know him.
我要认识他。
I want to know him more.
我要更加的认识他。
May we follow him.
但愿我们都跟随他。
And as we follow him, may we love him.
当我们跟随他的时候，但愿我们都爱他。
And as we follow and love him,
当我们跟随他、爱他的时候，
May his character, may his life,
愿他的品德、他的生命
be lived out within us,
能够在我们里面活出来。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父，
as we see the character of Jesus,
当我们研究耶稣的品性，
as we see the example that he is to us,
我们看见他给我们立下的榜样，
we recognize how far short we come of that example,
我们发现到我们亏欠的还太多了，
but we look to you,
可是我们仰望你，
we desire to be changed by you,
我们渴望能够被你所改变。
And we pray for your grace.
我们祈求你。
Your grace to forgive us.
你的恩典能够赦免我们。
And your grace that we may follow you.
因为你的恩典让我们能够跟随你。
We pray that you would live out your life within us.
我们祈求你能够在我们里面活出你的生命来。
And may we demonstrate your character to those around us.
好，让我们能够向周围的人也显现您的品德。
We pray that you will bless us as we rest this evening.
我们祈求你赐福我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.